Well, speaking of the good guys in our business, you guys know about the story about John DeMaster, my producer, right? He's probably listening.
Yeah, let's talk about him for a moment.
Okay, so he probably didn't tell you this part of the story, of the love story. So we get this great guest who is a legal analyst, Jennifer Breeden, and we see her picture like on a lot of her emails and stuff. I'm like, have you seen how good-looking Jennifer Breeden is? I'm like, are you kidding me? She's an attorney and she looks like that? And then she travels in the Middle East and she tries to help Yazidi sex slaves, and she speaks, you know, to Parliament in Canada on behalf of Christians who are, you know, being slaughtered in the Middle East. So she puts her life at risk and goes to the Middle East as an American woman, as an attorney. So anyway, yes, he notices how attractive she is. So rather than book her via email, he starts calling her to discuss possible topics for Daybreak USA, right? Like as if they need a phone call, right? So get this. Here's the part that you don't know that I just totally take credit for this Cupid love story. He tried to quit because when he first started as my producer, he'd been my news guy, and he was overwhelmed with booking 3 hours of guests and live people, and right. It's a really fast-paced show, and he felt like the demands were too much. So he sent a resignation letter to our boss, and I think he copied me. So my boss is freaking out, and he calls me, and he's like, what is going on? Like, he just started. Why is he quitting? You wanted this guy, John DeMaster, so badly. Like, why is he quitting? So I said, well, calm down. I'm like, let me call him. I'll take care of this. I'm sure I can talk him off the cliff. So I call him, and I'm like, look, let's just, you know, slowly, you know, get your feet wet in this job. It's going to work out. He's, you know, got 4 kids. He was going through, you know, a really tumultuous time. His marriage had ended, and he'd tried for years to make it work. And I felt so much empathy for this man who really wanted to reconcile with his wife. It didn't work out, and he tried repeatedly. So here he's got 4 kids who he's crazy about, and then, you know, he starts developing this relationship with one of our guests. So I told him, I'm like, aren't you glad I didn't let you quit? Because now you have your dream girl.
Okay, so.
That's
so
good.
I got a little wager for you there, Miss Angie Austin of Daybreak USA.
I heard about this.
How
much
are you going to pony up for the wedding ring?
Okay, so I heard that you were putting up 100, and then I heard you say, and like, let me just say this.
I will match whatever Angie Austin puts up.
No, you said I will up the ante on any. If anyone comes in higher than 100, Angie's probably only good for $5.
Uh huh. Well, so how much are you good for, Angie?
Let's do. I'll do. Are you gonna up it or you're gonna match me?
You tell me what you're gonna do, and I'll tell you. I already have in mind. I've already told the boys here what I'm willing
to
do. We'll see how high you're willing to go first.
Accountable.
Okay. Well, I am married, and my husband's listening right now, so I don't know how I'm going to pull this.
So who wears the pants in that family? You or him?
Well, he's 6'6". He wears bigger pants.
I have a hard time believing that.
No. Well, okay. So, honey, if you're listening, John and John really needs this. Okay. So, and he helps me out a lot. He doesn't make a lot of money. So I'm thinking, if you're going to one up me, right?
No.
You're going to one up me.
You tell me.
Oh, whatever, bro. All right, so we're thinking that he wants like a platinum band or whatever,
yep.
And I know that it was under $1,000. So, and do you have any listeners who've come in and, you know, enjoyed it?
Oh, yes, actually, we do. We had a text message yesterday from a listener saying he'd pitch in $50.
Okay, so we have $50.
Okay. And then, John, can you give an Uber tip? Why don't you give Dan, give an Uber tip. Give what I paid you to take my nephew to the airport.
How much was that?
That was what, 60? Was that 60?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So Dan's in for 60.
50.
So we got 110.
Okay. And then with my husband listening, I'll do 200.
Okay. So add this up, Dan. What are we at?
360. It's not that hard.
We're at 360? Sorry.
What are you doing?
Because we had your 100.
Well, no, take my original 100 out. What are we at without my 100?
We're at 310.
Without your 100, we're at 360.
So we're,
no,
without my 100, where
right.
are we at?
We're at 310.
We're 310.
We're 310.
We're 310.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So I'll make up the difference to get him to 500 because he says that's what he needs.
Okay. Wait. Yeah. You know, you have to give as much as I do.
How much am I giving?
It'll be 190.
Okay, so... I'll give $200.
Well, I'm sure there's taxes and
so I'll pitch in $200. So we'll be a little over $500 for him.
Oh my gosh, my husband is so stingy. He's texting me from the car. You're driving, honey. And he said, I don't think so. Yeah, no. I have a job. I can do this if I want. He says, you don't wear any pants. Yes, I do.
Oh,
whatever.
There we go.
Whatever.
Well, Angie, if he's driving and he wrecks, then you get that insurance policy. You can up even
yes,
more.
You can even up it more. You got good policy on him, I hope.
I hope so, too. Okay, so we're up to about 5'10", right?
We're at 5'10".
So I want to help out with the wedding ring, the engagement ring? Did I lose you guys?
That's what we're doing. That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. You there, Angie? Angie,
I'm
you still
here.
There?
Yes, I'm
okay.
still here.
All right, so we'll do that.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
All right, I am in. Are you going to let John know or am I? Actually, he's listening. Never mind. He's hearing it all anyways. I'm getting text messages from you, so he's already listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I did get this text message. He says, okay, now I'm quitting.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, he can't take my guest with him.
Oh, yeah, he's going to bring him to Rush to Reason.
Yeah, she's got it.
All right, so there we go.
We got his
engagement ring taken care of. We're done. We're handled.
Yes.
All right. Good stuff.
Thank you,
all right.
Guys.
Thanks, Angie. Have a good one.
Bye, guys. You too.
All right. Thanks, take Angie. Care. All right. Okay.
All right.
We're done.
Nice shakedown.
Yeah. There we go. All right. So there you go, John.
I mean, I could just hear the shaking.
There you go, John. We got you handled. All right. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back.